Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next on the agenda is roll call. Do I hear a motion to excuse Councilmember Charles Garcia? He mentioned at the last meeting that he would not be able to make it tonight. Okay, Mark Snyder first, Eugene seconded. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and then can I have a motion for Dan Deaver? He called in, Councilmember Dan Deaver, that he could not make it tonight also.
Make that motion.
I'll second it.
And Taylor seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes also. Next on the agenda is citizen input. Are there any citizens here that like to address the council? Please raise your hand. I'll acknowledge it. We'll allow up to 5 minutes. Come up to the microphone and give us your name and address. Okay, since there's no citizen input, I'll close citizen input time right now. Next, do I hear a motion for the approval of the agenda?
Second.
Mark Snyder first, Ken Johnson second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? That passes. Do I hear a motion for the approval of the consent agenda?
So move.
Second.
Ken Taylor first, Gina second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? That passes. Okay, current business 4.1, Sand Hill Crane Festival update. Dixie?
Yes.
Just made it.
Just made it. I don't know why we have to have four meetings on the same night.
Oh.
But it seems like that's what happens to me every week. I'm Dixie Foltz. My address is 680 South Sarah Lane, Othello, Washington. First of all, I want to thank the council for our tourism money. We've gotten the paperwork back to you, and we're really excited about getting going this year. I waited until now to come in and thank you, even though I was at the meeting where we were discussing that, because I wanted to be able to let you know that we have all of our speakers lined up. We have all of our information together this year already. We're going to be meeting on the 20th to wrap up getting our brochure together. So earlier than we've ever done before, and we're feeling really, really good about it. It'll be in review over the holidays instead of still trying to combine it. I also wanted to ask the council for something. Our new poster is done. And I wanted to thank you for the help from Molly. She did a great job at getting us artists this year that put in their different ideas for a poster, and we've got some now for the next couple of years, so we won't be at the last minute. We'll be able to go ahead and move forward and say, okay, this is the one for 2014, this is the one for 2015, and then be doing the contest each year as we've done in the past so that we stay ahead of it and we're not rushed at the last minute. So that was a really great help from Molly. But now, because our committee has gotten so small, comes back to, we need help getting these around the state. And what we have done in the past is we've asked our committee members, as they're traveling around the state to visit family, maybe over the holidays, whatever they're doing, whenever you go out of town, take a poster or two with you. And we'd like to ask the council members to join us in doing that. If you have kids that are off at college that'll be home, you can send one back to the college campus for us. Any of the meetings that the help from the city might be going to in the next few months, you can take posters with you and put them up wherever you go. We would certainly appreciate that.
We'll leave some with Debbie.
I will. I'll leave these with Debbie.
Yeah, because I'm going to be in Newport this weekend, so I can leave some in Newport, Washington over in the Spokane. I can leave one.
Right. Would love that. You know, usually I used to go down home to Lincoln City, Oregon, and Newport, Oregon, and I would go around. U.S. Fish and Wildlife offices, state fish and wildlife offices like to get them, Chamber of Commerce's, get them on the schools, Department of Ecology, any of the state agencies. If we can get them up in those places, it really makes a difference. And it certainly saves us a lot of postage if people will just take them with them.
Good.
The one thing that we are getting ready to work on then is our advertising. And what we would like to request is help from Molly, and maybe even if you have any other. I know we had more hours allotted for our mailing list than what it was felt was required. And so what we're looking at now is trying to get some help in building a list which would be utilized, I would hope, by more than just the Crane Festival. I was just came from a Choral Society meeting, and they're looking at exactly the same thing. How can we get a list going that is different radio stations where you can be put on their advertising list, newspapers throughout the state and the Northwest. So we're looking at TV stations, radio stations, magazines, periodicals, all of those types of things. And we were looking for if we could break that up into the different genres of that type of thing. Someone who might look into just finding out what radio stations, where are their websites, where can we advertise different things that are going on in our community. And someone else look at TV stations and try and work on developing that list. And we have some help within the Crane Festival, but we're looking outside of the Crane Festival to the community as well, and perhaps even to maybe some of the city employees. I meant to bring you a letter requesting that, and it didn't get done for me. But that's where we're at, and other than that, that's my update. Any questions?
No, we'll get back to you then, Dixie. I know we have somebody starting Friday, a new employee, so that might be a good project for her to be involved in.
Would appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay. I think, I, as I said, it will it could benefit a lot more than just the Crane Festival if we could get this started. And it's just one of those time-consuming things that it's really hard to get someone to volunteer to put those kind of hours in at times and that. But
no, we want to support the organizations in town, so it's going to be successful because it brings in tax dollars.
That's right. That's right.
We appreciate that. So we appreciate also all the volunteers. So would you tell your board thank you?
I will.
Neat to hear all the stuff you've got done. That's incredible.
We're excited. We're meeting again on the 20th of this month to pretty much wrap up our brochure, and so it'll be going to print, and we'll be mailing it out. It won't go in the mail until mid to late February, but we'll have it all printed, ready to go.
Okay. So. Well, thank you. Council, have any questions for Dixie? Great. Thank you very much. That's a great report. Yes. 4.2, Motorola Solutions Service Agreement. Chief Dennegan?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of council. For the record, Steve Dennegan, Chief of Police. Happy holidays. It's almost Christmas. Before you, the first issue that I have tonight is a contract. And the reason it is before you is because the City Council approves all contracts entering into a financial commitment for the city. This is a Motorola contract. It's our maintenance agreement. This has been a long-standing contract. We've had it since 2007 or 2008 when we did the upgrade of the Motorola radio consoles, of which we have two. One's a backup, one's a primary. Motorola has been very good at making sure that they come in and do their maintenance, repairs, whatever. They're Johnny on the spot. They're right here. Right now we're currently working on them to change over our radios to narrowband, which is the new federal requirement. It takes effect January 1. We've made our modification and our license request renewals, so that'll all be in place. And Motorola has been on top of getting that done so that on January 1st, we're in compliance with the new federal law, which will save us, I think, $25,000 a day in fines or whatever it is. But anyway, this contract is for the amount of $9,662.52. There's money already in the 2013 budget that was requested, so it's no new additional monies. I did have a conversation with our city attorney today. We talked about a couple of the items, and she feels that we can maybe negotiate some more improvement into the contract for 2014, if I'm not mistaken, before we talked about. She has one concern with a 30-day contract out clause, which she feels that maybe we could tighten that up so that we get more resolved if a problem should occur in a shorter amount of time. Other than that, what we need from you tonight is a motion to go ahead and authorize the mayor to go ahead and sign that contract so that it will be in place on January 1.
Questions from council? Do I hear a motion to approve the contract with Motorola to provide services for the police department's dispatch radio equipment for 2013?
I'll make that motion.
Gina first, Mark second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes. Thank you, Chief.
Okay, thank you. My next item that I have before you is another contract issue. It's a little bit different. This would be with the Teamsters Local 760, and what it would be is a memorandum of understanding authorizing us to deviate from current collective bargaining agreement language with regard to officer schedules. As it currently sits, the wording in the CBA requires that by the defined work week, basically we're limited to what days off we can give, and the days off are Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, Monday. So all of our staff is on duty on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on swings and graves, we may have four or five guys out there, but yet on Friday and Saturday when we need them the most, we only have half of that. So we have been talking to the union and to the union members, and what we decided to do was to implement what they call the 7K exemption, where the work week would be 14 consecutive calendar days. So each officer would work up to 80 hours in that 14 calendar days. And then we would go to a 9-hour schedule. The 9-hour schedule would give us 1 hour overlap. So the off-going shifts would come in an hour early, the ongoing shift would already be out there. Off-going shift would be able to do all their paperwork, any arrest stuff like that, thereby hopefully reducing any kind of some overtime in that particular category. Plus, it also gives us the ability to change days off so we can stagger them throughout the week so that we can even our forces out and put more on Fridays and Saturdays, which are key nights when we need them. So if our data, our crime data, is telling us that we need more resources on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we can make that happen with the new schedule instead of being locked into, sorry, we can't because there's only so many people we can field on Friday and Saturday. So we plan to put this in a place starting the 1st. We've already got the schedule worked out. It will be temporary. It will be just a trial basis for one full year. There'll be 3 rotations in the next year for the officers, and they love the idea. What it also does by doing this is it gives them what they call a compact schedule. In other words, we're giving them a benefit by offering them more time off. So each officer twice a month has a 3-day weekend. So every other weekend would be a full 3-day weekend for that particular officer. And it's a compressed schedule. I think it will help with the morale. It'll help with the guys who are having to travel so much, you know, because they live in Tri-Cities or Ellensburg. That's 2 times a month. They don't have to drive that, so that's fuel savings for them as well. So I think that in all, it's going to be very beneficial for the officers. It's going to be beneficial for the city, and it's going to be certainly beneficial to the administration so that we can schedule our resources as needed. So what I need from you, we recommend that we go ahead and enter this. Once we get the motion from you to go ahead and approve the memorandum of understanding, the mayor would sign it, and then it would go to the union for their approval. And hopefully they're in a place and ready to do that. If not, then it won't happen.
Questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the agreement with the Teamsters and authorize Mayor Tim Wilson to sign it?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Jan first, Jan Kier second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, Chief, great.
Thank you very much. And again, happy holidays.
Mm-hmm. request policy for non-sufficient funds. Spencer?
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. What I have before you tonight is are a couple changes to a policy that was passed in 2010, a couple years ago. This policy is titled Cash Only Policy for Non-Sufficient Funds. And this policy, what this policy does, it allows the city, it addresses the, when the city receives payment by check for services. Occasionally those checks come back and they're non-sufficient funds. This policy allows us as a city, once we receive two of these NSF payments from any one customer or business or party within the city, if we receive any two within the same year, any 12-month period, we put that customer on cash paying only for a 12-month period after receiving those. Since approving this policy, a couple other methods of payment have come to our attention that can also result in NSFs, and those are the making payment by debit card and credit cards. And so all this policy does, all the proposed changes to this policy just include those other two methods of payment. So from if this policy is approved, any two payments by any one of these three methods within a 12-month period would put the customer on a 12-month cash only payment mode.
Any questions? Do we have a NSF fee?
We do. It's $25.
Okay. I thought we did, but I wanted to make sure. Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the cash only policy for non-sufficient funds for making payments by checks or debit credit cards as presented? Okay, Eugene first.
Second.
Ken Johnson second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? And that passes. Thank you. Okay, 4.5, subscriber agreement with Public Safety Testing Corporation. Debbie?
Thank you, Mayor. Bless you. The council authorized a contract with Public Safety Testing in 2004. And since then, we've renewed that agreement two times, and they were both three-year agreements. PST, or Public Safety Testing, provides the physical and written tests for entry-level police candidates. This has proven to be a very successful program for us, and it's a lot less expensive for them to provide the written test and the physical test. When we were doing that ourselves, it was approximately $3,000 per test for all the employee time, to do the physical and the written test. The annual fee for us is $980 per year for the three-year contract, and there is a savings for entering a three-year contract compared to a one-year contract. Also, that locks us into that $980 fee in case there was an increase in their fees in the next 3 years. So what we get from them is any candidates that have gone through the testing, the written test and the physical test, and if they pass and if they have paid to have their test scores sent to a fellow, then we're able to work with those candidates, have them go through the civil service process, and if they pass the oral test also, then they're listed on a certified list for the commissioner, civil service commissioners to review and certify. So what we would like to do is ask council to approve the three-year subscriber agreement with Public Safety Testing. The amount was already appropriated in the 2013 budget.
Questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve a three-year subscriber agreement with Public Safety Testing?
Make that motion.
Okay. And first?
Second.
Mark seconded. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? That passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ad valorem tax ordinance. Spencer?
Thank you very much. What we put before you tonight is an ordinance accepting the ad valorem taxes for the 2013 year. Every year, the county puts together a series of calculations that shows us what revenue we can receive on our property taxes, the property tax revenue. For 2013, the total dollar amount that we can receive in property taxes is just over the $1.4 million. And there are a couple interesting things about that number. It's just a little bit more than what we received last year, $34,500 more than what we received last year. And your approval of this ordinance allows the city to collect this full amount. During our budgeting process, we budgeted just slightly more than this dollar amount, which is good because our budget is allowing us to collect the full dollar amount. We were about $1,600 over this dollar amount, so it's really, really close. But the other good thing about that is the revenue figure that we used for budgeting purposes was really, really close to what we're actually able to collect for the year, which is, it's always the goal to have our budget as close to as realistic as possible.
Questions? Do I hear a motion to approve the ad valorem tax ordinance for the fiscal year 2013?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Ken Johnson first, Ken Kaler second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. That passes. Thank you. Okay, consideration to cancel the December 24th City Council meeting. What I need is a motion to either cancel or preferably change it, the date of it. So that's what I'm looking for.
I move that we cancel it if we don't have anything priority anyway.
Okay, so I have a motion to cancel the December 24th council meeting by Ken Kaler and seconded by Mark. Anything else? Okay, please turn around. I missed something. Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. All right, and that passes. There will not be a December 24th meeting this year. What's that?
The New Year's is...
No. We had the 31st, we have 5 Mondays. So our next meeting will be the 7th.
Yeah.
That's when our workshop will be. So, okay, do we have any unfinished business? New business? Anything that I'm not aware of that council wants to bring up? Okay, then this meeting is adjourned. Thank you everybody for coming.
Quick.